Good evening, everybody. My name is Brenda. I am a compulsive, obsessive, addictive person. And thank you for inviting me this evening to share my journey through this incredible program. When I walked into my first meeting 39 years ago, I walked in because somebody told me that it changed her life, and I wanted to change my life. When I got to the church, there were 9 ladies there. I don't think there were any men. Out of the 9 ladies there, I think for one reason or another, there are only 2 of us left. One lives in Pennsylvania. And they told me that I had a disease and it wasn't my fault. And I heard these ladies, and I was mesmerized. I was mesmerized. And I started attending meetings twice a week. I started attending on Tuesday night and Sunday night in the same church. And then I picked up a third one on Saturday. And I had a 3 meeting week every week. And I was a slow learner. I understood that if I was to recover completely, I had to work the steps. So I would read the steps. I didn't understand a lot of what I was doing. But one thing that I was doing was I was not really surrendering 100%. On step one, I always thought I was different than everybody. I wasn't as bad as they were, and I had all sorts of lists, and it just went on and on. So, it took me 20 years, 3 meetings a week, going to every convention, every retreat, every everything. I never missed a thing. And I made lots of very good and wonderful friends, some of which I still have today in my life. But one day, 18 years ago, at a meeting, I began to understand by listening that surrender meant completely giving myself over to this program, which I had not done for 20 years. And that if I did that on a daily basis, I would have what everybody else had that had abstinence in their life. So that was the day that I asked. I did not have a sponsor. I was still trying to do it by myself. But I asked somebody to be my sponsor. She is still my sponsor today. And I started working the steps. And I cannot tell you how many times in my life in this program that I've read the big book. But what I started to underline and circle were words. Words that I began to understand were part of the steps. The first word that I heard that I absolutely loved was hope. Because when I would read about having hope in the big book, I would know in my heart that it was possible for me. Another word that I absolutely struggled with was willingness. And through the steps, I understood that I was not willing to surrender completely because I had very serious trust issues. And if I were to give up those trust issues and I were to follow this program 100%, I needed to change my life. And that was very scary because every time I went on a food plan and I lost weight, I became very frightened and scared that I was losing myself. All I was losing was body fat. But I somehow thought that that would help, that I would disappear. So when I was able to work that out with my sponsor and with one of the steps, I began to, you know, do 4 through 9, which she said were the recovery steps. The first three were the beginning, but 4 through 9 was the recovery. And I worked those diligently. And those were the steps that helped me to understand who I was. I now identify myself as the compulsive, obsessive, addictive person, because that's who I am. I'm not just a compulsive overeater. And that change took a very, very long, long time. And I'll bring you up to date. My abstinence is started 18 years ago, and it has been back to back. And that's where the hope comes in. And the willingness and the trust that this program teaches me how to live my life. 5 years ago, my life changed very dramatically. And another word came into my being that I also read in the book. It doesn't appear much.
There you go.
But I have 5 minutes? No. Okay. So the word courage, I had to dig deep because I had changed my OA life and myself. I had to then change how I was living in my life. And I had to give up a lot of service positions, which I loved doing, because my husband was diagnosed with a very debilitating disease, and it's progressive. So I became a caregiver. But I'm so grateful in this program because I shared my fears, especially with my sponsor, who was also a caregiver. She has walked me through on a daily basis through this program to understand one of my character defects that I live with every single day of my life, and that's fear. But I became willing to understand that I didn't have to do this alone, that God would provide whatever I needed to get me through my life. And I believe that every single day of my life. That's where the courage has come through, that I deal with things on a different level than I've ever had to deal with them before. But I couldn't do it without this program. I couldn't do it without my abstinence. I now know 100% in my heart and in my mind that there isn't a food in the world that can change what is going on in my life. It would only make it that much worse. I've now had another challenge that has come up, and that deals with my husband again and my son. So I'm dealing with two people who are ill. And Friday will be 2 weeks that he had a procedure done. His white blood cell count is okay, I could go. All right, I don't know where I left off, but at any rate, two Fridays ago, he had a procedure where this doctor, after doing all sorts of tests, including nuclear medicine, couldn't find, and he did a biopsy of his bone marrow. And I, thank you, And I laid beside him and I saw it was horrendous. I don't know what's going to happen to this man, but I do know that if I am not fit, if I don't have trust in God, if I don't continue to change how I behave, and if I don't have the courage to go through this one day at a time, he will not have the care that he needs, including my son. So this program has taught me that if I change, I will not disappear. I will be the same person, but with different ideas and different ways to cope with my disease, with my own diseases, which are compulsion, obsession, and addiction. And I am free today of all of those, all of those. I am free because this program has given me the courage to understand who I am, to learn how to live one day at a time, not a moment more, and to share with my husband the same philosophies, especially living one day at a time. I am so grateful for all of you who I see every week. I am so grateful for this program that has allowed me to become a human being that I absolutely and positively cherish. So thank you for letting me share, and thank you for listening.